Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. This is a statement on behalf of the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Cross Societies, the IFRC, with member national society in 191 countries. Is read by representatives from the Iraqi Red Crescent, the Lithuanian Red Cross, and the Irish Red Cross. We are grateful for the opportunity to address this meeting of states that have committed themselves in conventions preamble to put an end for all time to the suffering and casualties caused by cluster munitions. Red Cross and Red Crescent volunteers and staff in countries contaminated by cluster munitions see the indiscriminate effect of these horrific weapons daily while assisting victims and working to promote risk reduction and safe behavior. They know that a humanitarian response can never redeem the appalling suffering cluster munitions cause. The core norm of this convention is prevention through the prohibition of cluster munitions based on their devastating and indiscriminate impact on the lives of people and communities wherever they are used. In this regard, we welcome that South Sudan and Nigeria joined the convention late last year, and we urge signatories and all other non-party states to do so urgently. We call on state parties to further promote adherence to the convention by non-party states as per their obligation under the Article 21 and further strengthen and stigma against these weapons. Although the convention has been highly successful, state parties need to do far more to promote and defend its core norms, particularly in the current context of international tensions. As the ICRC president recently stated, international humanitarian law is not made for the hopeful days of peacetime. It is made for humanity's darkest days when armed conflict rages and people are in grave danger. Now I ask my colleague from Lithuanian Red Cross to proceed in reading the statement, please.